Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The late, great Ronnie Spector on the Ronettes there. Baby, I Love You, wrapping up a set of Ellie Greenwich co-writes, productions, etc. As Ellie left us on this date, August 26th, 2009. So we heard Baby, I Love You, and then Veronica as billed, Why Don't They Let Us Fall in Love? Great track. Sam Hawkins before that, Hold On Baby, a Blue Cat 45 out of the Redbird Empire. And I first knew that song from the Rationals version of it. The Ventures, Hanky Panky, of course, originally done, thrown together by Jeff Barry and Ellie Greenwich for their group The Raindrops. Then a subsequent Tommy James and the Shondells fluke hit spawned a gazillion other covers, including that one for The Ventures. The Four Pennies, basically the Chiffons, When the Boy's Happy, parentheses, the Girl's Happy Too. The Shangri-Las, back to the Redbird era, The Train from Kansas City. Ellie herself, Ellie Greenwich with Baby in 1965. Redbird 45. The Exciters, great one. He's Got the Power. And that's I think that's Ellie Greenwich and Tony Powers. Which they stopped writing together after she hooked up with Jeff Barry. And started off that set with Leslie Gore and the great Maybe I Know. Love that one. So yeah, RIP to Ellie. And I think it's just about time for us to say goodbye. So let's say goodbye with the Roadrunners. Thanks, everybody, for listening and hanging out. Shake a Street, always a blast. Really appreciate it, and hopefully we can do it all again next week. Papers in the sun. My eyes begin to hurt, and the words have just begun when they disappear into the wind. I could never understand. I didn't listen. I'm too busy watching grass, moving to the rhythm of the waves. Footsteps from passers-by, shots from the tennis courts, radios blaring through the open window. There are questions I should ask, but I don't bother, leave them to somebody else. I'd rather watch the flies at play.
You get a positive. Really good program here on WFMU's Rock and Soul Stream, but your DJ Terry T is away on last minute, extremely important business, and so she's kindly asked me to fill in for her again. I am DJ Courtney Noir from the Mystery Date program, heard Sunday nights on KZUM.org at, I believe, 11 p.m. Eastern until 1. I'm just going to keep this as nonstop rock as possible, so I'm not going to talk at you very much. So just thanks for tuning in here on WFMU, and enjoy the show today.
Long time ago, in New York City, I lived a man who was very pretty. He had a gun. He was a fun.
Welcome back, or welcome if you're just now joining us. Normally you'd be listening to the Hooligan program on WFMU's Rock and Soul stream, but alas, your DJ Terry T has been called away on super important rock and roll business, I imagine. So she's asked me to fill in for her again. I'm DJ Courtney Noir, usually heard on the Mystery Date program, which is on Sundays at 11 p.m. Eastern, on KZUM.org, somehow based out of Lincoln, Nebraska, and I'm still trying to figure out how that's still happening. But anyway, I'm just going to tell you what we heard because I just want to keep it nonstop, balls to the wall, rock for you as much as possible. And my voice is anything but that. So we just heard from an early Boston band called White Women, which, if you don't know, features Thalia Zedek, who probably best known from the band Come. That was the song Midge. Before that was a Canadian band called the Hot Nasties. It was the song Kill Me If You Can. We heard from Mutants from San Francisco. That was the song Insect Lounge. We heard from a UK band called Repulsive Alien with their song Say and Do. Before that was an obviously French band called Telephone with the song Je sais pas quoi faire, which means, you know, I said what not to do. Which, usually if I'm telling you to do something, that's probably what you should not do. Just from my own personal experience. Before that was another early Boston band called Swingers Resort with Rockets and Rose. And we started that show with a Japanese band called The Star Club with the song Hello New Punks. Just in case there's some new punks listening, wanted to say hi. If you want to see what I'm playing as I play it, make sure to check out that playlist, the Aki playlist on WFMU.org on the Rock and Soul Stream page. It'll pop up when the song starts. There's a chat. We're all just chatting away, getting to know one another, talking about stuff. Join us. I'll be back to talk to you in just a little bit. We're going to listen to some more rock here on the Rock and Soul Stream on WFMU.org.
I feel a season in the space of harmony. We're cruising around the city with a couple of our back. Cruising around the city really comes on our back. From the night, take a walk outside, get together with the boys and dance. I feel like doing a bit of joyride and turn the whole damn place upside down. We got the cops on our back, back, back. We got the cops on our back.
Klatsche für Hans.
Okay then, welcome back, or welcome if you're just now joining us. Normally you'd be listening to the Hooligan program here on WFMU's Rock and Soul stream, but Terry T has been called away on super, super important business that doesn't at all involve COVID, so she's asked me to fill in for her this week again. For some reason, I'm your DJ, Courtney Noir. You can usually hear me Sunday nights at 11 p.m. Eastern on KZUM.org. However, I am sadly Central Time Zone based still. What did we just hear tonight? That was the band Unnatural Acts with They Saved Hitler's Brain. Before that was a German band called Kleinkrieg with Wurmstrand. We heard from Saxon. Hell yeah, we did. That was Motorcycle Man. Before that was a Belgian band called King Louis and the Memphis Mafia. I guess if it's Belgian, it would be King Louis. Right? Nespa. That was the song The Fuzz on My Bag. Before that, hell yeah, that was Def Leppard with Get Your Rocks Off. And we started with a very, very little known, I think even in Sweden, Swedish band called Pimp's Army, which you should listen to just for the name alone, am I right? That's In the Bottom of Paradise, was that song. If you want to see what's being played as it pops up, make sure to go to the actual playlist on WFMU.org's Rock and Soul stream for the Hooligan program page. It'll pop up and you can join us all in the chat and make new friends or possibly even new enemies. That's really exciting when that happens. I'm just gonna come back and talk to you like one more time. We're gonna listen to some more sick jams, and thanks for tuning in here on WFMU.org.
Save your love.
All right, we did it. We have made it to the last part of the show. Normally, you would be listening to the Hooligan program here on WFMU's Rock and Soul Stream. But alas, Terry T has been called away on super important rock and roll business and has, alas, asked me to fill in for her again. I'm DJ Courtney Noir, and you can usually hear me on the Mystery Date program on KZUM.org from 11 p.m. Eastern to 1 a.m. Sundays. Sunday nights, big fun, right before you have to go to work. Anyway, we just heard from Thin Lizzy with Bad Reputation. Before that was Wunderbach with Raya. They're from France. Before that was an old Swedish band called Sacrifice with Street Fighter, and we started that set with The Great Loves of My Life, Kiss, which is a totally normal thing for a 44-year-old woman who looks like 55-year-old Robert Smith to say. I have self-confidence issues. That's why I'm on the radio and not TV. That was the song Saved Your Love. Anyway, I'm so glad you joined me today and you stuck around, hopefully. Terry will be back to give you the Cherry Blossom Clinic and the Hooligan program next week, barring some horrific accident, which we of course hope does not happen. My thanks to everybody at WFMU, particularly Dave Amels, who started the Rock and Soul Stream, and Terry T, of course. Enjoy this last song. It's called Don't Try to Cure Yourself by They Must Be Russians. And I'm sure I'll talk to you again. Fingers crossed.
The most widespread venereal disease is gonorrhea. It is caused by the gonococcus germ. Note that the two spherical bacteria are pressed together so that one side is flattened. The gonococcus is a rather delicate germ that dries up quickly and dies in the outside world. It prospers only in the dark, warm, moist recesses of the human body. Now look at picture number two, please.
Ah!
this one's the sneaky spirochete. The corkscrew-shaped germ that causes syphilis is so tiny that 3,000 of them, laid end-to-end, will measure only 1 inch. The spirochete moves readily from person to person by direct skin-to-skin contact during lovemaking and intercourse. It thrives in the warmth and moistness of the human body. Look at picture number 3, please.
I had 18 times to hold you. begging me on my knees, begging day and night. I gotta know right now, girl, just why you're dancing now.